Prague-based Sergi EI Institute on Tuesday presented the results of international research examining how competencies and skills contribute to the success on the domestic labor market. The OECD survey was carried out over 2 years in 24 European countries, including the Czech Republic. While Czechs did pretty well when comparing skills internationally, these seem to have very little impact when translating into success on the labor market. Ruth Frankova spoke to Petr Makeu. He's the co-author of the study. She asked him first what particular skills the research had examined.
There are three major domains. Reading literacy, this is ability to work with information in written text. Numeracy, which is defined as an ability to work with quantities, that is, understand information which is provided in graph, figures, etc. And the ICT competencies, that is, ability to find information through ICT technologies.
Now, how is the Czech Republic doing in comparison to the other countries?
This is the biggest problem, because we found that the Czech Republic is among the countries with the weakest effect of competencies on income, which does not mean that education does not work, but people with the same education but different competencies in the Czech Republic have basically the same income. But in other countries, especially small pro-innovation oriented countries like the Netherlands, Denmark, and Belgium, actually compared with people with the same education but different real competencies have different incomes. And those who have above average competencies may earn about 18% more than those with lower competencies.
Why do you think that is so? Have you found out reasons?
First of all, I guess this is mostly due to historical roots of our educational system and labor market principles, because this is still sort of diploma-driven country. So if you have diploma, it's just a signal for the employer that you should have competencies. While in other countries where the labor market is basically already saturated by people with diploma, employers check whether or not there are also competencies linked to education. So this is first. And second, I believe also this is one of the main problem is that the efficiency of educational system actually to provide competencies to students, to push them to be really competent at the end of the study and the entry to the labor market.
So who would you say is more responsible, the employers or the universities?
Actually, these two processes or decision makings are linked, intertwined, because if employers would require competencies to be associated with diploma, universities will adapt to the situation.
Another interesting outcome of your research is the influence of the social background of students on the education that they achieve. Can you tell me more about that?
This is another sort of interesting result, saying basically that in most Central European countries, including Czech Republic, the effects of social background on attained education is very strong. And the main reason is that the openness of tertiary education system is incomparably lower than in most industrialized countries. And also, our secondary school system is a very selective one. So those who actually are on a so-called bad track, we call it dead-end track, have no chance to get into higher education, which also explains why family origin is so important in determination of educational careers. And, but as I said, this is not only Czech Republic, but also Hungary, Poland, Slovakia. In all these countries, the effect of social background on attained education is extremely strong.